How did all those Easter Islanders, lacking cranes, succeed in carving, transporting, and erecting those statues? Of course, we don't know for sure, but we can make informed guesses from oral traditions of the islanders themselves and from recent experimental tests of different transport methods. In Ranuraku Quarry, one can see incomplete statues still in the rock face and surrounded by narrow carving canals only about 2 feet wide. The most incomplete statues are nothing more than a block of stone roughly carved out of the rock, with the eventual face upwards and with the back still attached to the underlying cliff below by a long keel of rock. Next to be carved were the head, nose, and ears, followed by the arms, hands, and loincloth. At that stage, the keel connecting the statue's back to the cliff was chipped through, and transport of the statue out of its niche began. The still visible transport roads on which statues were moved from quarries follow contour lines to avoid the extra work of carrying statues up and down hills, and are up to 9 miles long. While the task may strike us as daunting, we know that many other prehistoric peoples transported very heavy stones. Modern scholars have tested their various theories of statue transport on Easter by actually moving statues. The method most convincing to me is Joanne Van Tilburg's suggestion that Easter Islanders modified the so-called canoe ladders that were widespread on Pacific islands for transporting heavy wooden logs. The ladders consist of a pair of parallel wooden rails joined by fixed wooden crosspieces over which the log is dragged. In the New Guinea region, I have seen such ladders more than a mile long, extending from the coast hundreds of feet uphill to a forest clearing at which a huge tree was being hollowed out to make a canoe hull. Joanne enlisted modern Easter Islanders to put her theory to a test by building such a canoe ladder, mounting a statue prone on a wooden sled, attaching ropes to the sled, and hauling it over the ladder. She found that 50 to 70 people, working 5 hours per day and dragging the sled 5 yards at each pull, could transport an average-sized 12-ton statue 9 miles in a week. By extrapolation, transport of even big statues could have been accomplished by a team of 500 adults, which would have been just within the manpower capabilities of an Easter Island clan of 1,000 or 2,000 people. Easter Islanders told Thor Heyerdahl how their ancestors had erected statues on Ahu, and they erected a statue for him without a crane to prove their point. They began by building a gently sloping ramp of stones from the plaza up to the top of the front of the platform, and pulling the prone statue with its base end forwards up the ramp. Once the base had reached the platform, they levered the statue's head an inch or two upwards with logs, slipped stones under the head to support it, and continued to lever up the head and thereby to tilt the statue increasingly towards the vertical. The whole operation must have been enormously expensive of food resources. Archaeologists who first tried to calculate the food consumed overlooked the fact that the statue itself was a smaller part of the operation. An Ahu outweighed its statues by a factor of about 20 times, and all that stone for the Ahu also had to be transported. Joanne Van Tilburg and her architect husband Jan did a rough calculation of the work on Easter. They concluded that given the number and size of Easter's Ahu and Moai, the work of constructing them added about 25% to the food requirements of Easter's population over the 300 peak years of construction. The statue operation required not only lots of food, but also lots of thick, long ropes made from fibrous tree bark, by which 50 to 500 people could drag statues weighing 10 to 90 tons, and also lots of big, strong trees to obtain all the timber needed for the sleds, canoe ladders, and levers. But the Easter Island seen by Roggeveen and subsequent European visitors was the most nearly treeless island in all of Polynesia. Where were the trees that provided the rope and the timber?